Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. Approximately every 2,500 years, a new teacher brings a body of teaching to humanity that is suited to our needs at that particular time. Usually this takes place at the end of an age. Right now, as the age of Pisces declines and our solar system aligns with the constellation Aquarius, new energies are beginning to make themselves felt. As these Aquarian energies of sharing and justice stream into our planet, the need for change can be seen more clearly. A period of chaos ensues as the old order lessens its grip on humanity, and the impulse of sharing, justice and peace inspires us to move forward in evolution as a united group.
Good morning, everybody, and it's wonderful to have you here. Welcome, welcome all. Right, we start today's program with a piece from the Share International magazine section, The Voice of the People, and this is titled Arab Spring Again. Algerian streets are ringing to the sound of chants demanding change and the resignation of the president. What Algerians want is to get rid of not just the president, but the entire regime, said a spokesman who spearheads the Mutwatana, Democracy and Citizenship Movement, which organized some of the historic protests against the current ruler, Abdelaziz Bouteflika. What sets this popular uprising apart from others is that it developed quickly in response to calls from television and radio journalists employed by the country's national media, demanding that they be allowed the press freedom to report on the mood of dissent in Algeria. Thousands of university students marched in Algiers as peaceful rallies against President Bouteflika's bid to seek a fifth term continued. They also denounced widespread corruption and government inefficiency, echoing those taking part in mass nationwide protests on 22nd February and 1st of March 2019, while also insisting on Silmia, which means peaceful protests, a key theme of the rallies so far.
What Algerians are screaming for is more dignity, said Dr. Dalia Ghanem Yazbek of the Carnegie Middle East Center. People don't want this fifth term to happen. They want another candidate, she said. Algerians loathe how their country is perceived abroad, this international image of a sick president unable to talk to people for years. Sudan is seeing its longest popular protest ever. The now three-month-long protests are against a regime and its leader, who has been in power for 30 years. Over the past year, and that's in 2018, several other Arab countries, such as Jordan and Morocco, have seen smaller or shorter public protests with young people on the front lines. These latest protests seem to be a repeat, to some extent, of the widespread Arab Spring uprising in 2010. Sudan's problems are mainly economic and, like Algeria, a lack of freedom. Sudan is currently under a state of emergency with military personnel in charge of all provinces around the country. The measure was imposed to quell protests but has so far failed. On 7 March 2019, a women's rally took place called the Sudanese Professional Association, or SPA, according to reports from an online media group, Sudanese Blogs. The blogs reported that a rally in the capital Khartoum took place amid chanting of anti-government slogans and calls for President Omar al-Bashir to quit. The information was corroborated by social media content that showed university students protesting. The Sudanese Congress Party, the SCP, has also been sharing videos and photos from the protests. A rising middle class wants to see President Omar al-Bashir go, just as in Algeria, where corruption and inefficiency under President Bouteflika, who seeks a fifth term in office, have pushed the people onto the streets by the tens of thousands.
And in Amsterdam, over 40,000 people participate in the Climate March in Amsterdam, 10th of March 2019. All these people could be called climate heroes, said some protesters, because despite appalling weather conditions, tens of thousands of people gathered in the largest climate march in the Netherlands so far. Young and old, families with tiny babies, toddlers on their parents' shoulders, school children carrying their own posters crowded into Amsterdam's Dam Square and marched through Amsterdam in pouring rain, wind and cold to urge the government to take climate change seriously. The climate march was organized by environmental organizations, Greenpeace, Milieu Défense and Oxfam Novib, among others. According to Greenpeace, over 40,000 people participated in the march. We knew that a lot of people had signed up, but that so many actually came despite the bad weather is incredible, a Greenpeace spokesperson said. People are seriously worried, otherwise you would not stand in the cold and rain on your free Sunday. And people really want something to happen now. More than ever, the climate must be on top of the political agenda.
And something on the Yellow Vests movement. The French Yellow Vest movement started on 10th October 2018 with a Facebook appeal launched by two fed-up truck drivers from the Seine-et-Marne department east of Paris, calling for a national blockade of France's road network in protest against rising fuel taxes. It was organised by ordinary working people posting videos on social media without a set leader, trade union or political party behind it. Within days, the campaign had gathered 200,000 backers and spawned hundreds of local spin-offs across the country. 2 weeks later, a video urging motorists to display their high-vis yellow vests behind their windscreens in solidarity garnered 4 million views. The movement has continued since November, with people from all over France demonstrating each Saturday on roundabouts in various towns and cities. The police counted about 80,000 protesters each weekend. The movement got much support on social media, estimated at 2 million. The point of the yellow vest is to ensure its wearer is visible on the road, and the yellow vest movement has given visibility to the working class again, visibility to the invisible.
The French philosopher Michel Onfray states that the Yellow Vest movement shows the French people are getting mobilized. These are people whose lives are made up of a valley of tears, who are exploited, humiliated, who are told, you will pay more. Neither greatness nor dignity nor existence will be granted to you. You will be able to vote from time to time, but you will have to vote well. Poor people are getting poorer and poorer, and rich people are getting richer and richer, and fewer. That is what poverty is about. The demonstrators' demands are political, direct democracy at all levels, a popular referendum, fight against tax evasion, lower taxes for the poor, increased taxes for the rich and multinationals, a stop to integration in Europe that harms the poor and farmers, etc. Amongst the peaceful protests, there have been scenes of violence which the media and government have often focused on. However, the Yellow Vests movement has displayed many instances of brotherhood, with tents installed on the roundabouts, with food, coffee and blankets brought by passers-by, people getting to know each other, chanting and dancing. A protester blocked a roundabout for hours by walking back and forth at a pedestrian crossing. A couple got married in a yellow vest ceremony at a motorway toll. At Christmas, a priest celebrated Mass on a roundabout. The Bishop of Montauban publicly wore a yellow vest to support the movement.
To everybody's surprise, the movement has spread to other countries, Belgium to Bulgaria, Serbia to Sweden, and Israel to Iraq, showing that these demands for justice are worldwide. And that was from the Guardian newspaper. Next, we have an article from the Save Our Planet section of Share International magazine, and this is titled, We Have Only One Earth. The Youth for Climate Justice Slovenia initiative is joining the international climate youth movement around the world. The number of young people joining is growing week by week. In 2018, Youth for Climate Justice Slovenia organized meetings at Slovenian universities on the topic of a national energy policy and decided to take part in global school strikes and demonstrations by young people against climate change. By February 2019, the movement had become more familiar with climate issues and defined further actions. They considered a number of possibilities to the possible solutions to the interconnected environmental and social problems. It was clear that multiple issues were interconnected: affordable public transport, fair transition to renewable energy sources, people and environment-friendly production and consumption, sustainable nutrition, preservation and facilitation of multiple natural ecosystems, and the need to change the curriculum at all levels of education to address the environmental crisis immediately. They agreed on the seriousness of the climate emergency and advocated immediate, progressive and fair measures for its resolution in Slovenia and worldwide. It was stated by the group, the environmental crisis is solvable, but actions need to be taken immediately.
The Youth for Climate Justice Initiative is clear that solving the environmental crisis also involves issues of equality, human and animal rights, collective rights, rights of future generations, historical responsibility for climate change, and the necessary solidarity measures. Such measures also involve a more democratic organization of society and community-based life care resources. Do not play with our future. Let us build together a society that is friendly to people and the environment. The group invites all young people to talk, inform others, and organize activities within local communities, school classes, leisure clubs, and other forms of activity that will contribute to the emerging climate movement. They also appeal to school collectives, parents, and others to encourage and participate in the protests on 15th March 2019, pointing out the apparent interest of young people to facilitate and the seriousness of the environmental crisis. The group affirms that destruction of our future is a consequence of today's decisions of politicians at home and abroad. We will pay a high price for acts which we are not guilty of. They know there is no other solution than to organize and demonstrate. Only together, well connected, we can achieve much needed changes in a positive direction. Their demands include decent green jobs, local energy plants owned by the community, surpluses for well-being of people and the environment, cities designed for people and not for cars, access to healthy food and a fairer distribution of wealth. Changes are possible and achievable. They confidently believe, and with these goals, they will participate with young people worldwide on a global day of climate protest. We will unite together on 15 March and many times after that until we achieve climate justice. The youth of the world has merged into a movement and we will not stop.
So the next short article, also from the Save Our Planet section of the magazine, is titled Canadian Cities Legal Action Against Fossil Fuel Companies. And two Western Canadian cities, Vancouver and Victoria, are the latest cities to take significant steps towards legal action against the world's major carbon producers. The aim is to hold these carbon producers financially accountable for the costs related to climate change, as costs to prevent or mitigate the climate change damage in those cities are both expensive and immediate. The government of British Columbia has recently estimated that over the next 80 years, it will cost approximately $7 billion to address the rising sea levels in Vancouver alone. Vancouver's City Council voted unanimously in March 2019 to declare a climate emergency. Meanwhile, Victoria passed a resolution requesting its government to explore a class action lawsuit against the 20 largest fossil fuel companies, intended to recover climate change adaptation costs from the polluters themselves.
A Canadian environmental non-profit organisation, Environment Jeunesse, letters ENJEU, announced a class action suit against Canada on behalf of all the citizens of Quebec under the age of 35. It submits that the Canadian government's targets to reduce greenhouse gas emissions are insufficient to avoid catastrophic climate change and more aggressive action is required. The lawsuit alleges that in taking insufficient action on climate change, the Canadian government has violated the fundamental rights of young people under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and the Quebec Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Experts are telling us that in 2030 we will experience the impacts of climate change more severely. In 2030 I'll be 32. Maybe I'll have one or two kids. What will their future be? Said 20-year-old David Morin, a student and vice president of policy and communications of ONJUR, ENJEU. Delaying action will only make the consequences of climate change worse for me, my children, for all young people and future generations. It's fundamentally unjust.
And a 17-year-old student, Bernadette Villieu-Trine, added, "The government of Canada funds and protects an oil industry whose activities harm the environment and release greenhouse gases. In this way, it is jeopardizing future generations' ability to meet their needs and is contributing to the suffering of populations that are already experiencing the consequences of climate change. It's time for my government to take responsibility and stop violating the rights of young people." ONJUR is following a successful example in the Netherlands, Colombia, and a pending youth-led case against the government of the United States, alleging a violation of young people's constitutional rights.
And now I'd like to read to you message number 58 of Maitreya. "My dear friends, I am happy indeed to be with you once more. My law is beginning to be fulfilled. The ways of man are changing. This I see more clearly, perhaps, than you can. But if you will believe me, so it is. All that I say tonight pertains to the creation of a new living structure for mankind. A new civilization must be built on the ruins of the old. That which is precious and worth preserving will be so preserved. But all that hinders the manifestation of man's true greatness must be discarded. A time is coming, my friends, when you will see around you cities of beauty, glowing creations of love, and all the manifestation of man's dreams of himself as God. Thus will it be. Many other ways to perfection, but the simple ways are best. My way, the way of love, will take man quickest to his source. If you can see this, you will proceed on a path unerring and true, and for all men this is so. When you see me, you will know that the time has come to begin this work of change, of building the new, creating forms and structures which will reveal ourselves to each other as the gods you are. My masters will help you in this work, and I shall lead. My plan is that you should see me soon. With your help, this may be so. I require the creation of a certain trust and expectancy and hope. In this way, no force need be used. My law forbids such force. Therefore, my friends, the task is yours to grasp. Make known the fact that I am among you and create the climate in which shortly I may be seen. That will not be as difficult as you might think, for mankind today stands on the verge of a revelation of its true nature and worth. My presence among you makes this so. Your brothers will thank you for the work you do. My blessing goes with you all. May the divine light and love and power of the one most holy God be now manifest within your hearts and minds. May this manifestation lead you into the true sense of yourselves as my messengers."
And that is all we have time for. Thank you very much for listening in. If you would like more information, we invite you to check out the website, which is share-international.org, or you could email us at sharenz@yahoo.com. Love and blessings to you all.